Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Aurelis Hernandez of the Washington Post, who's been watching the candidates running for attorney general. And your newspaper has had some polling numbers that show Brian Farrash, the candidate for attorney general from Montgomery County, doing better, developing some momentum.
Indeed. No, our latest poll shows that his support nearly tripled from 7 to 20% since February, when back in that poll in February, we had him trailing Cardin by almost 20 points.
He has some fundraising advantage at this point, so it looks as if he's using his money well.
Absolutely. We've seen a bunch of television ads. He's been sending out lots of mailers, according to the latest campaign finance reports. He started off with a lot of money in the bank and has been getting quite a bit from various PACs across the state and also other candidates. So he's definitely putting his money to work.
When you're out there watching them campaign, what do you see? And are you able to get any intelligence from the people that are working around him and the other candidates?
Well, the Frosch campaign definitely has a lot of enthusiasm, and they're definitely running as if they're leading. The Cardin campaign has been as well. I can't really tell if people are paying more attention or if there's more excitement around this particular race, because it seems as though the governor's race has been decided to some degree. But I guess we really won't know until we figure out what the turnout is going to be like next Tuesday, and with early voting added on, it's really just a toss-up at this point.
It's nice to have momentum at a time when typical voters are making up their minds. But, of course, running against such a well-known name is difficult.
No, it is. It's something that he's had to overcome in visiting various civic associations and candidate forums across the state. Frosch has definitely been running to try to get his name out there and for people to understand who he was. I mean, I talked to voters maybe a week ago, and there were still very many people across the state who just don't know the Frosch name. They hear Cardin, they automatically assume it's a Senator Ben Cardin, and unfortunately, to some degree, that is what voters use, you know, the name that is most familiar to them. And Cardin, you know, he has to some degree been using that to his advantage, but he also has been fighting out there and holding lots and lots of fundraisers across the state to try and show that, you know, he stands with substance on his own without having, you know, the backing and the history of his family.
So suddenly Brian Farrash is running statewide. The party is pretty strongly behind him. You know, he's gotten lots of endorsements from his fellow senators and others in the party, which I guess one would expect.
No, most definitely. I think he spent a lot of time in Prince George's County, where County Executive Rashern Baker has definitely been out there for Frosch. And he's counting on, I think, the campaigning of his friends and other candidates who are unopposed to some degree in their primaries, and using that money and using that time to campaign for Frosch. So that's definitely been helping. And as you walk to an early voting poll, you have all these candidates and campaign workers sort of handing you various tickets. And a lot of times voters do use those same tickets and go straight down the line from, you know, whoever's at the top all the way to the bottom.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
For Aurelis Hernandez, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.